This is the save point. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah.
That was amazing.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Yo, this is episode 40 of the save point. And I know what you might be thinking. 40? The last episode I watched was episode 38. You're right. The last episode you did watch was 38. But a few days ago, we recorded an episode live. Actually, it was yesterday. We recorded an episode live with Todd Fennell, who is a voice actor who voices Taro, who is a character in the upcoming game, Kena Bridge of Spirits. And yeah, we had an interview with him, talk about his character, talk about his coming up as a child actor, and eventually finding himself to be a voice actor. Y'all should go listen to that. It's audio only, so you got to go to your podcast service of preference to go listen to that. Appreciate you. Leave a review. Let us know what you think. Gracias. And also, before we get into the episode, shout out to everybody who pulled up to our event over the weekend. Labor Day weekend was awesome. I was exhausted for like the following 48 hours after that, but it was all worth it. Felt the love. Everybody said they had a great time, which I hope nobody's lying. I hope everybody did have a great time. we're going to do it again, hopefully soon. You'll hear about that soon enough. And let's get into this motherfucking episode. I'm one of your hosts, Mondo, aka Chocolate the Mangoo. This is my lovely co-host, Alyssa Rosa. What's poppin', Alyssa?
What's up?
How are you feeling? Yeah, I know. What fuck all of this? I just want to talk about what we just saw.
For those who don't know, who live under a rock or just like listening to it on streaming services, PlayStation just had their showcase literally 2 minutes ago as we were recording this. And it was 40 minutes. We were kind of we're still in shock. We're letting it settle a little bit, simmer in.
Bangers. Banger. Gosh.
Where do we even begin?
I don't know, because I was looking at the list again, because I was like, did they start off with a banger? Knights of the Old Republic remake. Banger. What the fuck? Oh my goodness.
Then they went into Project Eve. Banger.
Banger.
Like, just, yeah. Literally, we asked, they delivered. They didn't answer some of our questions, well, one in particular. But yeah, so far, to run down the list, I guess we could do it real fast if you want. Knight of the Old Republic remake, which is, if you don't know, a Star Wars game. Project Eve, Tiny Tina's Wonderland, which we heard about before. It's coming out March 25th of 2022. Forspoken, amazing trailer, coming out spring of 2022. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Extraction, January 2022. GTA 5.7, as like some of our friends like to say, remastered, has been delayed, I think, until spring of 2022.
What remastered?
GTA 5.
March. Yeah.
March, which is spring of 2022. Yeah. It was supposed to come out this November, but was pushed back. Ghostwire Tokyo, we got like a full length trailer for it. No release date. Guardians of the Galaxy comes out in October, the 26th to be exact. Blood Hunt comes out this year. We're not really sure whether this like game is like Amnesia-esque or if it's Five Nights at Freddy's, but they did preview something that gave us the inspiration.
But it is Kim Amnesia. I just don't know if that's the studio that makes Five Nights at Freddy's. I'll check right now. Keep going.
What's it called?
Amnesia. Kid Amnesia.
Kid Amnesia. Then it's not Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, okay.
Then it's just Amnesia, like probably a new version of Amnesia. No release window for that either. Uncharted/Lost Legacy are going to be remastered for the PS5, no release date. Gran Turismo 7, God of War Ragnarok, and Wolverine, Spider-Man 2, 2023. Those are the two games that were really like, what the hell, what in the world is Insomniac doing? Mondo, what are game out of all the games, like what are the games that you're like looking forward to the most, but also like what can you tell us about how you feel?
Yo, I wasn't expecting quite a bit of this. Wasn't expecting Knights of the Old Republic remake. Wow. That Project Eve looks really, really good. That looks like a game I want to play. 100%. What else did we not know was coming? Wolverine, Spider-Man, and God of War. Wow.
Well,
I mean, we knew God of War was coming. Yeah, sorry, sorry. I knew God of War. But yeah, but Wolverine and Spider-Man, oh my gosh. I felt like Spider-Man was 2023. I just didn't think we would talk about it already, you know? But it looks like they got enough CGI to put some shit together for us, and at least get us hype and at least make sure that Spider-Man is in the forefront of our minds. I'm sorry, with like rumors of Venom supposedly coming to the MCU, them even teasing this early kind of makes me feel that kind of, in my opinion, gives those rumors a bit of like credit, like credibility, because I just thought it was so early. Like, we're still 2 years away. We're the ways away. I don't know. I feel like it's, when's the next time we're going to hear about this game? A year from now, you know what I mean? Maybe, you know, I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with Wolverine, I think, too. It's like there was no release window, so when do we hear about this again? How far in development is it, really? I think those are questions.
So I asked myself, are those setups for the MCU, you know?
And do you feel like it's like a not setting too many expectations high? Because I feel like each time Insomniac has been able to deliver, but do you feel like it's just like a, because it is so early, like, why give us that? Like, what could you possibly be giving us within the next year or two prior to when these games release?
That is my thing. I don't know. That is like the one game that, like, not even just I felt like everybody was saying that, like, I don't expect to see Spider-Man, because it's just really early for that, especially compared to what they showed us with Horizon last year and or like God of War rather too, because I feel like God of War, Horizon's cool, and even The Last of Us is cool, but it's Spider-Man and like God of War that are like kind of holding shit up. So I felt like we were just gonna get, if anything, another like little teaser like that, but still thought it was too soon. Anyways, I do think that there are MCU implications, because here's my other thing. Why did they like change Spider-Man's character to look more like Tom Holland? Yeah, you know what I mean? And like small shit like that matters. They do that stuff for a reason. And it's for continuity. The same thing I was complaining about with this Guardians of the Galaxy game. But
he kind of looks like Tom, so yeah, I can understand why.
Yeah, but I don't know. We'll see. It's interesting. What do you think? What do you think? What are you most excited for from this list?
It's the same as you with Wolverine and Spider-Man 2. I have changed my perspective on Spider-Man because I got to play both games, and they're both phenomenal games. God of War, Ragnarok as well, just because like I like to watch people play that. But mostly a game that really speaks to me is Forspoken. I'm really excited about it. On the stream we were talking about, we saw the Holland Tunnel, and I was like, let me claim as a kid
that
from
New
Jersey.
Yeah,
let me claim that
she might be. I hope you get that win. I hope you get that win.
I got to see the Holland Tunnel, so that's as close to Jersey as I get. But I think Forspoken is just because, like, obviously as like an identity thing, as like Afro Latina, and just seeing yourself. Basically. Yeah. And I, even if, you know, she doesn't look exactly like me, it's just really nice that she is a woman of color. I don't want to like be specific because I'm not sure. But she's a woman of color, and it's just the main story about her, how she basically, it's like an isekai anime where she like goes from the real world to like the spirit world. So it's really cool. I'm really looking forward to it. Even if that got delayed, I wouldn't be heartbroken or surprised, but I feel like Square sometimes can be a word. Like, keep their word to us, basically. But yeah, those were the games. Are you upset you didn't see any Final Fantasy at all? Especially because they announced that.
I'm not upset because you tempered my expectations about them possibly being at the Tokyo Game Show. Yeah, so I stopped assuming. And I still thought, like, 16, like, what are you going to show us? That's how I feel about a couple of games, because it's just like I don't want to be overwhelmed with trailers and nonsense like that. Like, announce it, show me some gameplay between then and the game's release. And then as we get closer, you know, really put out a good trailer. And then that's it. Like, I'm good with the game after that. But so I'll tell you one thing, though. I was pleasantly surprised to see this Blood Hunt because I didn't play that beta, but it looked interesting when they first showed it off. I felt like it was at E3 or something like that it got shown off. Hey, that shit looks really fun. I'm going to play that when it drops. Good. Yeah,
me too. How do we feel about no response to Game Pass? Do we think it's just a fuck?
I mean, look, I I'm saying that they need to talk about it because I know that it's eventually going to happen. You know what I mean? It just is what it is. So for me, I in my mind, it's just like, yo, get ahead of it. Like, stop. Because all you're doing is losing ground and letting Xbox get ahead of the game, you know? Because here's my thing, like, you know, Disney, some people would say that, like, PlayStation feels like their games are too good to be on a service where, like, they would give them to people day one or something like that. And I would say that Disney once thought that about their movies, too. And you know what? Mm-hmm. All those movies, they might come out in theaters first, but that's because that's the standard in that industry. You'll put out your movies in theaters first because that's still a thing. And then you put them out on services, even though there are services like Netflix and Hulu and stuff now that are making movies and putting them on services day one. So the standard is sort of shifting over there. The standard here is already been created with Xbox putting out first party games day one. And so when the time comes, PlayStation will do that. And yo, Netflix has, let me Google this just to be correct, because I just want to make sure I have the number right. If I remember correctly, Netflix has 200 million subscribers.
Oh wow, that's a lot of people. And imagine if those
209 million subscribers. I just want you to know that most of those people are paying anywhere between $10 and $15 a month for the subscription. Netflix is raking in $2 billion plus a month on subscription services alone. This is about a decade after Netflix's, even more than a decade actually, because I think they started doing this more than a decade ago. But it's been over a decade of them like having this, but they've been around this number for quite some time, and it's been fluctuating now with everybody having a streaming service and stuff. They've actually lost subscribers. Netflix has about 20 million Xbox Game Pass subscribers from the last time we heard. Nobody's gonna tell me that if one day that number gets to 100, gets to 150. That PlayStation is not going to want a piece of that pie. You know, that Nintendo is not going to want a piece of that pie. That pie's big, you know. Disney thought it didn't want a piece of that pie. And then that pie got big. And then they were like, oh, shit, we want a piece of that pie.
I think out of the two, I think Nintendo would be the Disney in the situation.
Yeah, they're going to wait the longest. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah. I think PlayStation is more of a direct competitor in Xbox's eyes, I think.
Xbox is just like, yo, Nintendo, just let us be on your system. We don't really care. We know you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, once those USB sticks come out for TVs and xCloud gets better, like just at every improvement point, it's just going to get a little worse for PlayStation. And like that pressure of having to make that decision, make that shift, is just going to get heavier and heavier. And more. And again, on our side of the consumer side, the stigma of, and or like, I don't know if stigma is the right word, but just like that bad feeling of paying $60, $70 for a game that you didn't feel was worth it. Like, or, you know, if you did want to buy it for $70 and you bought it and then ended up not being worth it, or you don't feel like it's worth it at $70 and you're just waiting for the game to hit like 50 or 40 or something like that. You know, that all has its ramifications. It's cool. I'm patient. But yes, I am disappointed. I am a little disappointed.
Just so y'all know, Spider-Man 2 and Wolverine will be $70.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Respectfully.
Respectfully. Yeah. And they are worth their money, honestly.
Unless by then something changes.
True. I my thing with Game Pass is I can see Sony doing it on the level of, like, third-party games, but I do think their first-party IP games is where they're really having that struggle because they make bank on those. We're already like, take my money, we want Wolverine.
How much bank are we talking, though? And, like, I'm talking about
the retrospect of the amount of people who have a PS5.
I'm talking about the if everybody who had a PS5 or like say the PS4 has over 100 million like consoles sold and stuff, right? Say the PS5 ends up selling 100 million consoles. If you can get a large bulk of those people to subscribe, here's the other thing. Here's the other caveat that people forget. That doesn't mean that you can't go and buy a PlayStation game. You can still go buy a PlayStation game. This actually doesn't change the landscape at all. It just gives people another option. The problem is that they're going to come to a point where every other industry has come to where, like, for example, with music, you can still go buy albums. But who still goes and buys albums?
You could stream, people more or less stream it.
You will stream it. You'll buy the albums from, like, artists you love and stuff like that. Like, you're going to buy Ariana Grande's vinyls and stuff like that. That, of course. But we've reached a point where I expect my album at 12 a.m., you know? Drake didn't drop his shit at 12 a.m. and people were pissed, you know what I mean? With movies, it's a little different because the standard's there a little bit with, like, theaters and stuff. But that's slowly dwindling away because people's expectations of how they want to consume things is changing. Yo, again, it ain't up to PlayStation.
Double dual release. They're releasing on HBO Max and in theaters.
It's not. Yeah, I love good companies, love great companies, big companies, all that stuff. But like stuff like that ain't up to the companies. Eventually, it's about what we want and what we enjoy and how we want things. And yo, people are gonna start complaining. They're gonna start seeing the numbers. They're gonna start seeing people. You know how much? You know how many copies of Back 4 Blood they're not gonna sell because people are gonna be like, well, damn, you get this on Game Pass, or I have a PC and I could just, I'm gonna play the game for only for a month, so I'll pay $15 for the month and play with my friends, beat it, and then that's it, and save myself $45. That's a reality because like people who don't have money think like that. Like people who don't have money think, yo, how can I save $45 on trying to get this experience for Back 4 Blood? You know, are you willing to deal with a little bit of lag here and there to save $45? A lot of people will.
Of course, of course, 100%.
A ton of people will. So they're gonna start to see the ramifications. The ramifications.
Not every company is gonna be like Ubisoft and be like, oh, Far Cry 6 is not day one on Game Pass. Do I hope that and wish that it was? Yes. Yeah. But you know what? With games coming, especially the heavy hitters that are coming out this fall, which is probably why, you know, like GTA 5 and certain games were delayed to begin with. I couldn't imagine competing with like Forza Horizon, Pokemon, and Halo Infinite, you know, all within like almost the same month, because Halo Infinite is coming out in December. So I just think you're right that it's going to add up at some point and they're not going to be happy about it. And at some point, your standalone IPs won't be the only thing that can carry you.
I argue this because people, you know, always argue like they do make a lot of money off their first party IPs. 100%. You know how much money Apple was making off of the iTunes store? People buying albums, people buying television shows, people buying movies, et cetera, et cetera. You know how much money they stopped earning because Spotify was invented and that shit changed the game and changed how people were consuming music? They lost so much money like per year, like on revenue, and had to shift their like strategy and how they're gonna make money. And then they made Apple Music, and who the fuck talks about the iTunes store anymore? Your phone doesn't even come with that shit pre-installed anymore. It's so insane. So like that's what I'm saying. Like Apple's a juggernaut compared to PlayStation. And so like if a company like Apple is not impervious to things like that happening to them, neither is PlayStation. That's why I said I don't care how good their games are. You're gonna have to bend the knee. You're gonna have to bend the knee. So
speaking of Apple, they have an event next week.
Yeah, where they're gonna announce the new iPhone. I can't wait to find out what new phone I'm gonna get. But yeah, do you have anything else? Yeah, I was gonna say, do you have anything?
Yeah, I was gonna say. No, I feel like that was it. Shout out to Sony. I think we asked. Bangers. Delivered. Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of these games we won't be able to experience this year, but I'm still happy that there's a lineup at least to come.
At least we know what's coming, which is always cool. I don't know, that Project Eve, I gotta look more into that one. I'm gonna look into that one.
The trailer was pretty long, but the reveal of the name and everything was kind of quick. There might have been a release window, but it was just so tiny that we couldn't see. And I'm gonna look into the Kid Amnesia game because I'm really interested in that too.
Yeah, all right, cool. Well, all right. So this th what is what is what is up with like the shakeup in the gaming industry?
Every month is something new, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And you know what's so funny? I was watching a Joe Rogan clip on YouTube, and I don't watch Joe Rogan's podcast. So if anybody's watching, I look, listen, I'm a big believer in you got to watch other people's perspectives and stuff
Of
like
course,
that,
so you can you know
so
where they're
that you're
coming
well
from.
informed. Yeah, you got to know where people are coming from to be able to make your own argument and stuff like that. But like dudes were talking about like where is this, like where's all this like wokeness and like this like focus on social justice and et cetera, like yo, like you know, like in recent years, like it's just been like a steep climb, a steep climb in like attention and like focus on that in news and public figures and et cetera, et cetera. And I was just sitting there thinking to myself, like, yo, my guy, the world isn't full of pieces of shit anymore. That's what
Right.
happened, you know. Black people aren't enslaved anymore. Women have rights. A whole bunch of shit has changed, you know, and those things kind of took decades to actually, you know, take hold and make change. And now we're living in that world. That's what happened, you know? That shit blew my
Yeah.
that shit kind of blew my mind, and like I was like, wow. Anyways, since this world is changing and there's really good people in this world, but there still are some pieces of shit. The former CEO of Tripwire Interactive, John Gibson, stepped down after openly saying he's pro-life. And it wasn't really him coming out and saying he was pro-life, but it was, I don't have the exact tweet, but it was more of his response to the Texas abortion laws that re recently went into place, and him expressing that that was awesome, like that was great, that was an awesome idea. And I mean, look, listen, on this side, women's rights always. Old white men should not be sitting here talking about what women should be doing with their bodies, absolutely not. Meanwhile, today I read an article that, I forget what country, but somewhere in Europe, they're making birth control free for for women up to the age of 25,
That's
which is
great.
like groundbreaking, for a multitude of reasons. But yeah, so this is just crazy. You know what I mean? There's a bunch of discourse. I, you know, again, this is like the third or fourth story in like the last like 2 3 months of like something like this happening at some company, and kind of like, oh, France, thanks, Ange,
Thank you, Ange.
you're the best, appreciate you, love a good fact check. I hate to say this, but like it really does go to show who the people are that like run the gaming industry and like the culture that's like bred in this. And like is it such a surprise that like, you know, you go online to play Call of Duty and it's just a cesspool of dudes who don't think women should play video games, and all, you know, all the fucking bullshit that world brings, you know. People make fun of that 360 icon of that kid blowing like a bubble gum, and it's like, oh, you remember these days being called the N-word and yada yada, and it was always just some kid with that icon. It's almost no surprise, you know, when like these are the people making the games, and because it trickles down. So these people are making the games. So these are the people who are attending gaming events. These are the people who are organizing gaming events, talking to people at gaming events, breeding the culture and stuff like that. Like, you know, like, I mean, the guys and I, y'all, I think we do a great job fostering a good culture here. You know what I mean? And it goes to show like how the leaders have sort of built that up. And it's kind of crazy. What do you think, though? Because this is.
Yeah, and it's a I don't want to say it's just a woman's problem because I do think there are more than just women that have a uterus and that can bear a child. You know, you can be trans and you can have a kid, you can be non-binary, have a child. I think it's interesting how you know you do want to humanize people, you know what I mean? And it's cool that like people are able to exert what they believe in and tell us what they believe in, what they're for and what they aren't for. I just think there's a level to it where you have to realize what you say if you're the head of a company is going to have an effect and an impact on the people who either play your games, work on your games. And this isn't even tied to just video games. Obviously, like you said, this is like across the board at this point. Just realize what you say, your belief system is your belief system, and no one wants to take that away from you. But I just want to say, if you can't bear children, this is nothing to do with you. If you don't have the uterus to have children, I'll say this has nothing to do with you. Not necessarily people who can't have children, because there are definitely people who can't and who do want to. Mm-hmm. And I just feel as if, yeah, I just feel as, I don't want to speak on that because, like, I know
that's, nah, that's his wrong. Own, that's his own thing.
His own thing. Yeah, so I don't want to, like, have that miscommunication. Yeah. But I just think it's interesting how people have an issue, like, if the my body, my choice applies to masks, but it doesn't apply to me as a woman, or my friend who's non-binary who has a uterus, or a trans man who may have a uterus. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just interesting, and it's hard to swallow the pill, but I'm just happy that we're doing something and we're saying something. And Tripwire was quick to say, hey, this is an issue, not because of what you stand for, but because how you vocalized it. Mm-hmm. And him stepping down, I know people feel as if, oh, he lost his job because of his politics. And it's like, it is what it is. If it's not the representation of that company, and you have people who have a uterus and they work there, they can bear children and they work there, they're going to be like, hey, this is not, I don't feel comfortable. My CEO thinks this about me. Thinks that I don't have a say on my own life or whatever happens to me. So it's a heavy topic, and I do feel as if I am happy that it's coming to light, but it's still sad that every month, like you said, it's just something not necessarily new or shocking, but the nature of it, it just needs to change down to the communities. Like you said, mm-hmm. Call of Duty communities need to change. A lot of communities need to change. Mm-hmm. Dead by Daylight communities need to change.
A lot of them do. Man, honestly, I would go as far as to say all of them do.
Where it's like not toxic. As like Aaron said, it's really hard to find a community that isn't toxic or you don't experience some sort of toxicity. And I just think we need more people like us, or like you guys here, or us at VGA basically, that are not really coming at the gaming industry as like we have to go head to head because it's male versus male, or mm-hmm. it's like females suck, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's just, we need to make this a space where everyone feels comfortable, down to your ethnicity or race. It just needs to be more, it just needs to be better. And this is sad. I hate Texas. That's all I will say. But shout out to France for seeing us women as like, you know, this isn't something that we can have a control over. We don't get pregnant by ourselves. If men
got periods, tampons would be free. You know what I mean? Tampons and pads, right. you'd be able to get them at the grocery store with your ID. For free. You know what I mean? Show your ID, you get a free freaking pad. You know what I mean?
People are even saying that, like, you know, they want us to control it, but, and like, we have to take birth control. But why don't men have to take birth control? You're the one that gets us pregnant.
Because men rule, fucking run the world.
Right. And I just think it's interesting how, because if you're a man, cis man, you think you have a say in everything.
Crazy thing is, too, a man can get an infinite amount of women pregnant.
Right.
Women can only get pregnant one time at a time. Guy could mm-hmm. get who knows how many women pregnant in that 9-month period. You know what I mean?
Right. It's just interesting.
It is interesting. At the end of the day,
it's a lot.
Men ain't shit.
I won't say all. There are definitely some good ones out there, but men ain't shit. You know,
we're all right. But it's just a dribble.
I mean,
you know what it is. I feel like, all right, I'm 31. I feel mm-hmm. like if you're like my age or older, you probably not totally, obviously, because not everybody, but a lot of us were raised by machismo men. A lot of us mm-hmm. were raised in households where women were women, men were men, because you might have grown up in a traditional household. I know my parents being immigrants, that's kind of how that was.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And so, like, I mean, I am the person I am today because I worked on myself and like became this person that I am today. But like, I didn't always have these beliefs. I didn't always think this way. Like, you know, I'm a dark skinned Dominican with two light skinned parents, whose majority of like both my sides of the parents are like light skinned. So like, I know what it's like to. I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy. We're getting far away from it. I'm sorry. I don't want to get too far away from it.
I think even what you said is important too, because it's not like I've experienced. I think in anything, what you're trying to say is that it's even though we learned one way, because I grew up the same way. Yeah. I didn't take out the trash. I didn't mow the lawn. I didn't do things like that. But did I have to clean the inside of the house and do the dishes? Of course. Yeah. Or, do laundry? Of course. But I just think with learned behavior, it's our choices as adults to 100%. Change that and to open our minds to other people's perspectives, as you were saying, and to just change.
Yeah. Sorry, thought was getting away from me. You grabbed it. It's okay. Was like, nah, it's right here. I got it.
You were right there. But you were there.
But yeah, no, it's so like, you know, that's a lot of it what it is. None of us are perfect. Like, I think you could go into anybody's fucking Twitter account 10 years ago and find them saying some crazy shit or some shit you don't agree with or whatever. Right. And that you might feel like, oh man, that's not the person I know today. No, yeah, no, Doug's not the person you know today, because the person you know today isn't that person. I don't know, crazy, you know?
You cut some people some slack. Some people were on the internet when they were like in their youth saying crazy shit because they were kids.
You know?
So if you're an adult, it's a different story, but as a child.
So I think we gotta. I mean, you can only do but so much because you can only do with what you have, the information you have. But it'd be nice if we could more often than not judge people by what they do when given new information, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I think that shows a lot about a person, how somebody can react when given new information. Because a lot of people find difficult to change their mind when given new information. So, yeah. My Twitter was happy flawless. Yeah, my man Uno Cinco Uno is now Uno Cinco Dos. Fucking around. He might fuck around and become Uno Cinco Dos Tres. You better watch out, man.
Also, Jess, you are right. The ones we know are cool. They're great people. They're great guys.
Yeah.
We're lucky.
All right. Yeah, I think that's enough on that topic.
A little bit of it's not a Debbie Downer. It's definitely something we need to talk about, but. Let's talk about a little something fun. Shang-Chi came out last week in theaters only, unfortunately, for people who are still,
review. You watched it?
Yeah, I saw it last week.
Damn.
I am the only one. It's spoiler-free. Gonna just tell you guys what I thought, but not really get too deep into it. I was able to see it on Saturday, I believe. And it's all anybody's talking about. The movie made $127.6 million globally within its first opening weekend. And I think we can both say we're really happy about this. It's the first real Marvel movie where the entire cast, for the most part, is of Asian descent. I think East Asian specifically. Yeah. I could be wrong.
It's like they're Black Panther in that sense, like the way Black people felt about Black Panther. Yeah.
There's only, I will say there was one Caucasian character, but he was English. And it was, and obviously just like, yeah, no, and then there's another character that's not white, but I don't remember what he was. Shang-Chi literally is my favorite Marvel movie after Spider-Man 2. I had such a great time watching this. 10 out of 10, I would recommend everyone to go see this. I think it's important for us to support it first and foremost, because like I said, Asian full cast, and we all benefit from their culture, whether we eat their food, whether we watch kung fu movies, or even if we watch anime or read manga or manhwa that's inspired.
Pick up the closest thing near you and see where it was made.
Right. And it most likely definitely was made in China.
Or Korea, so, or somewhere in Thailand. Korea, a bunch of them,
Japan. Yeah, it doesn't matter. So I think for that part, everyone should go see it. But also, Sibu is a fine man, and everyone needs to experience him the way I experienced him and his badass sister. His sister was cool as fuck. But yeah, go see it. 10 out of 10. I forgot I was watching a Marvel movie. That's all I will say. Okay. I was so into it, and it was beautifully shot. The choreography for like the kung fu fighting sequences was amazing. Go see Shang-Chi.
Okay. All right. Damn. All right, I'm gonna go see Shang-Chi. I mean, I was gonna already, but now I got to. Now I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Friday. It's my second fave. What am I doing tomorrow? I'm not doing that. Maybe we'll go to the movies.
It's my second fave. I want to see. Second I don't favorite. Leave movie wow. theaters.
It's crazy.
I don't leave movie theaters and feel like for Marvel movies and be like, I want to see that again. That was like the first time I really, after Spider-Man movies, I'm always like, eh, yeah, the original. But this one, I was like, yes.
Yeah, you want to, yeah. You trying to go, Jess? Is that what you're saying?
Go see Shang-Chi. Go see it. It's so good. It deserves all the praise.
Yeah. Are we moving? I guess I'm done. I mean, I don't have anything to say. You're good?
So there it goes, yeah.
All right, cool. All right. Well, speaking of Marvel, yo, spoiler alert, by the way, spoiler alert, we're about to talk about What If Episode 5.
Yes.
Wow, that was a really good episode, man.
That was a really good episode.
Great episode. So, we'll type in the chat when we're done talking about this. We only got hot takes after this, too, but whew, man, what an episode. It's funny because this, before we get into it, this MCU stuff is making me interested about what's to come. Cause I feel like they're tapping into so many different, like different storylines, you know, like, mm-hmm. like when we were on the Infinity Wars path, I feel like everybody kind of more or less knew where we were going. Right now in the MCU, we're kind of in a place where, like, we don't really know where we're going. Like, we don't know who the big bad is. People are still guessing. Like, is it Mephisto? Is it this person, that person?
Is it Kang or whatever? Yeah.
So, I feel like we still haven't, like, seen that. Even though some people are saying, like, they could be going, like, Secret Wars direction, which is a big storyline. Anyways, more importantly, because Alyssa wrote it in the doc, this has been Spider-Man's debut to What If, which is really, really awesome. Really, really awesome.
I was so happy. And
I'm happy for it, and I'm not happy for it, though. Because, all right, take it through the episode. My guy Bruce Banner falls through what's it called? Doctor Strange's building. Mm-hmm. Very similar to how it was in what was that, Endgame? Was that no, that was Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
I love that about the show too, is that they keep going almost like frame for frame exact shots from the movies, yeah. and stuff like that. I really like that. And it gets everything all the way up to where he would have ran into Iron Man, and he also would have ran into Doctor Strange in the building, but he didn't. And in that point where he would have ran into Iron Man, my guy's Thanos' bunch comes down, and they get eaten alive by Iron Man and Doctor Strange. Oh my goodness, I was not seeing that. I didn't, and my man, yeah. Wong too. Poor Wong, man. Poor Wong. Can't believe they did Wong like that. I didn't think they were gonna do Wong like that. Yeah, that's a piece of a king. But the episode. Honestly, takes it from there, like a whole bunch of zombies, different superheroes coming in and out of it, Captain America, the bunch.
Wasp.
It's kind of crazy how, like, these superheroes could be overtaken by a zombie apocalypse, but I guess you can be overwhelmed, you know what I mean? Like, we've mm-hmm. seen it in all these movies, like them fighting the minions of the big bosses. They get overwhelmed, you know, they're not the perfect, so to speak. So mm-hmm. it's kind of crazy that even after being zombified, they're still their superhero selves. My man Spider-Man goes through it the whole episode, man. I thought that was kind of crazy. But yeah, what did you think? What did you think about the episode? Because your man Spider-Man goes through it. Your boy goes through
it was interesting. Not that he... It didn't feel like he wasn't capable, but I feel like he was just like going through it mentally and emotionally, mm-hmm. and to like witness all that he was, he felt, I feel like anybody would feel the way that he did. You know, you feel like you can't do much.
You can't do much.
You want to do.
Helpless.
But you can't. Yeah. Even when Ant-Man, when they got him back, I'm assuming that was him. Like, he was just like the cloak, the invisible cloak for as long as he was. Mm-hmm. And then he became Ant-Man again. I think even him, like every character, Vision, felt helpless. We got another performance from Chadwick Boseman. T'Challa mm-hmm. is in it. You know, I just It was definitely a good episode to watch. And it's like you said, too, because my mom was telling me this. She was saying, like, she really liked how it just showed this is what would happen if, mm-hmm. you know, our superheroes weren't capable of surviving a zombie apocalypse or help us during a zombie apocalypse. And she was like, to me, it showed, like, how human they are. Mm-hmm. Because they're all going through the motions of, like, you know, Vision ends up committing, you know, suicide, just to be with, because he feels guilty about Wanda and he doesn't want to leave there without her. But of course that enraged the zombie Wanda. I think it's interesting, and I love how each episode is so different from the previous. Happy I called Spider-Man though last week, because that was a surprise, but I like it a lot. Even when
I like
Bucky
the happy
was fighting
too. I like that.
Yeah, I like that Bucky fought Cap in that moment, the zombie Cap. That was pretty cool. And, like, you know, just having these moments where they have to fight their loved
ones. And Falcon.
Yeah, and Falcon, too. Yeah. They have to fight their friends, people that they love and care about. And it's really, really hard. So, shout out to the people who made the show.
It's interesting. Well, I mean, they pulled that straight, that source material from, like, comics.
Wow.
There's an entire,
even the way
comic,
that it's shot,
there's an entire Marvel, like, zombies. Yeah. Because I watched I watched this YouTube channel, Heavy Spoilers, and like that's like my episode breakdown and stuff like that. And they were breaking it down. They pulled so much stuff from that, like exactly for like what
that's
it was,
so great.
Which is really cool. And that's why, again, like, it's so interesting. Like, where are they gonna take the MCU? Especially because like this stuff is supposed to be canon, you know? And like that Marvel Zombies series was canon to like that. That comic book universe at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, really interesting shit. Really interesting.
Super great.
Shit. Yeah.
Gotta keep watching.
It was a really good episode. Can't wait for more.
Me too.
Can't wait for more. Wonder who next week is.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's been was random.
That,
but
also, really was, like that was that Chadwick Boseman? That I thought I heard that. Okay, so that wasn't his last. So, episode 2 wasn't his last one. And that's also interesting
that
he's
last performance and like the MCU maybe.
I thought it was interesting that he was Black Panther in this episode and he wasn't Star-Lord. So I thought that was cool. Cuz it shows that even within these episodes there's almost like these episodes are all taking place in different universes and stuff.
There's no correlation at all.
It's
pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
For what we know, at least. All right, cool. I'll tell everybody they can come back now.
We won't talk about it anymore. All right, hot takes of the week.
You're right now.
All right, so we got Sonic Colors Ultimate, Life is Strange, True Colors, Lost in Random, and The Artful Escape, releasing this week on all platforms. I think Life is Strange comes out tomorrow.
Getting some good reviews, too.
For Life is Strange?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, usually it's like a fan, like a cult classic. I think like a lot of people love it. They're really excited for it.
A lot of people saying like, I think this was like the best one so far. So.
Out of all of them? Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Then we got WarioWare Get It Together, which releases on tomorrow on the Nintendo Switch. Will you be copying this? I'm interested in it, but...
it's like $50 or something like that.
I'll wait for it on sale, but like I want to play WarioWare. Yeah. Horizon Forbidden West, the free upgrade is actually happening. We didn't talk about this earlier, to PS5 when you purchase on the PS4. They took a bit to respond, but at least they did.
Mm-hmm. It's cool. It's cool that they did it.
Pinhead Larry, I'm just kidding. Pinhead is available as a killer in Dead by Daylight. Make sure you head over to the DVD store to claim the Hellraiser DLC today. He's definitely a fun time. And then the Matrix trailer dropped today. Did you watch it?
Oh my gosh. Yo, can we talk about it?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know too much about the Matrix.
Me either.
Like the lore and stuff like that. Because I've only watched 1 and 2 intently. And by intently, I mean multiple times and... enough that I focused on enough of it. 3 was like whatever, I didn't watch it, but this trailer is fire. Hold on, we're gonna bring us into the other display. Don't worry about it. There we go. Holy bejesus, is this trailer
holy bejesus?
This trailer is good.
Focus like bull. What's popping?
You seem particularly triggered right now. Can you tell me what
happened? I mean, while it's on, we can talk about it, but. And this looks really good.
Yeah.
This is so good.
There's a lot of faces in this movie. Priyanka, isn't it?
We don't use that word in here.
Wow. Keanu Reeves obviously is in it.
No, it's John Wick. I'm talking about.
I just realized, what's his face is in this movie?
Yeah, black dude?
No, the therapist or guy he was just talking to.
Oh, okay.
I freaking love him.
Oh my god, she's back.
Have we met?
Have we met?
He's from which one makes you. I haven't seen. Oh no, I have seen this trailer. What's that freaking show he's in? How About Your Mother?
Oh. Patrick.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris. There you go.
Okay.
Oh, Jess, thanks for the gift of sub. I appreciate you. For
yeah, September. Thank you, Jess. September. It is September. Yep, Priyanka. Jonas. Will I get crucified if I say I've never seen The Matrix? No, I haven't seen it either. Wait, that's Neil. Yeah, the first guy who he's sitting down talking to is Neil Patrick Harris. Yeah. I saw him.
Nah, you wouldn't get judged, but I would.
I was a kid.
I would highly suggest watching Matrix. It's such. It's the first one is such a good movie. Two is a really good movie too.
You don't know me.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. You might have to rewatch two, like soon. By soon, I mean like.
Before now. December. Wait, that's the dude from Candyman.
Yeah, yeah.
I love him.
So, like, is he, like, I'm wondering, like, is he Morpheus? Is he a young Morpheus in this movie? And if that's the case, like, I mean, obviously, Keanu Reeves looks older than the old movie. So, I was like, I don't know. I just don't know what's going on. We're in the Matrix. I'm so confused, but.
Eric said, I gotta rewatch tomorrow. I don't remember much.
Yeah. Well, this movie's gonna be crazy.
It looks good though. It looks really good. I was a kid when these movies came out, so I wasn't like enticed. My brain wasn't expansive yet. Sorry, guys.
After all these years, to be going back to
we're mad quiet. I'm
back to the Matrix.
Man.
Oh, was that that guy? Oh, that guy looked familiar too. He looked like that guy from Netflix.
It was when pay-per-view was a thing, so it'd play the same movie for like a month straight. Yeah.
My dad is a big fan of The Matrix, so like I know about it, but I don't.
Yeah, I had the black boxes, the legal black boxes. They used to have pay-per-view channels for free. What a time
for
to
free.
Be alive. What a time to be alive.
This trailer looks amazing, and I can't wait to see how it does.
Yeah, I can't wait either. Looks really good.
It looks amazing. Pretty cool.
All right. Shit. I think that's it. Is there anything else?
Yeah. I don't know. Any last thoughts from you?
No. I'm going to go play Psychonauts 2.
When?
And that's it. That's it. Maybe that trailer got me a little hype. I might go play a little Psychonauts and go watch the first Matrix. The movie comes out in December.
Yeah, I know. It's like the day before my birthday, I think. The 22nd.
What? That is absolutely nuts. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool.
And Spider-Man come out in December.
I also really like what they did with that website.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. They showed like a different thing each time.
Yeah, so like whatever time you watch it, that's the time that is shown in the trailer, and they did like I have a voiceover it. So that means somebody did the voiceover for every single minute of the day.
And you guys should listen to our latest episode because you'll know how like difficult
how intensive that,
that
is. Yep.
Yeah.
Because our guy
Todd Fennell.
Todd Fennell broke it down for us in our latest episode of Save Point. Not this latest episode, but the latest before this one.
The one
existed,
before.
Because this one exists now, so this is the latest.
39, episode 39.
No, this is episode 40. I just want to let you know we're gonna hit that 50 before the end of the year.
Yeah, we are.
Now 1, 2, three. Let's hold on. I want to see when 50 would be. 1, 2, 3.
We got things in the works.
Our 50th episode. If we don't skip a week, if we stay consistent, would be November 18th.
Wow. And even if, who knows what could happen? We could have the same type of things happen like we did yesterday. Random episodes.
Random episodes. You never know. We might hit it before then. Oof.
Right.
Good
right.
gosh. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? I'm looking toward 100 now. I'm looking toward 100 now.
Yeah,
50's right around the corner. 50's right around the corner. I'm looking toward 100 now.
That's 10 episodes away. Yeah. Come on now. Come on now.
Thanks for amping me up, big boss. This is why I like working here, because the team morale is high. The team morale is high.
Gang, gang.
All right. If you don't have anything else, I don't have anything else.
Yeah, nah. I don't think I do. Oh, I do. Jess, go read Tokyo Revengers. That's it.
100 episodes of Dinner with Jay-Z. Listen.
100 episodes. I would never want to have dinner with Jay-Z.
Wait, what? Hold on. You would never want to? I mean, nah, I wouldn't take dinner with Jay-Z over $500,000. I'm not a fucking moron. But right. I would have dinner with him, though.
Nah, yeah. I don't want to have dinner with him.
Yeah, she's like, I don't give a fuck.
If Beyonce's there, I guess, but like, what would we even talk about? Yo, this is like my own personal.
What would you talk about?
She's scary.
You talk about how to start an LLC and how to get your weight up and how to invest. That's the whole point of the dinner, you know.
I guess, but I would choose 100 episodes. I don't really want to talk to Jay-Z. He's not interesting to me.
Yeah, son, that's funny.
Honestly, Jess, I'm just here to remind you that Tokyo Revengers exists. Take
yeah,
the bag.
Yeah, take the bag. Yo, title social media person was smart. They tweeted earlier today, take the 500,000. Oh shit, man. It's funny. But all right, yo. On that note, this is episode 40 of The Safe Point. Once again, I'm one of your hosts, Mondo, Chocolate the Magoo, my co-host, Alyssa Rosa. And yo, we appreciate y'all listening live. That PlayStation showcase was insane. We're gonna go watch it again right now after I cut this off. But yeah, if you listen live, appreciate y'all always. If you're listening on podcast services, appreciate you as well. Leave a review, leave a comment, or whatever it is on that platform that you're watching it on, and let us know what we could do better, or yeah, all that good stuff. But yeah, enjoy your day, afternoon, evening, weekend, weekday, whatever time of the week you're watching this. And yeah, on that note, deuces.